This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1740. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 24th, Australia, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Guatemala, Ireland, Korea North, Mongolia, Myanmar, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Oman, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Solomon Islands, Spain, Taiwan, Ukraine, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Brock Whaley found a story in TheGuardian.com about further cuts to ABC in Australia. All eight of ABC's state-based 7:30 p.m. current affairs shows, presumably referring to television, 10 specialist radio national programs, radio news bulletins, radio current affairs, and Late Line, are to be targeted in a major cull of traditional ABC programming to fund new digital projects. On the chopping board is ABC Radio News Bulletins, which would be cut from 10 minutes to just 5, as well as current affairs staples such as The World Today, which may be cut in half. John Filiozzi opines, 10 specialist radio national programs to be axed. Well, there goes the argument that the closure of an independent Radio Australia on shortwave would hardly be felt because of the cornucopia of relevant domestic ABC programming available to it. It seems the Abbott government and its acolytes installed at the ABC are intent ultimately on making it into a hollowed-out shell. Isn't it brainless to reduce content in preparation for a digital future, indeed, if that's what one is really preparing for? Stephen Luce in Texas says if the Australian government is talking about further cuts to the ABC, then it's probable there will be more impacts on shortwave output. We're less than 5 weeks away from the start of the B14 season. I suspect transmission cuts for Radio Australia on shortwave are just around the corner. Meanwhile, listening to Radio Australia on its good evening frequency 15300, September 19th at 0525 during Pacific Beat, I heard an announcement that Australia Network TV will cease September 28th, but from September 29th, ABC will provide some kind of limited TV service. We'll see if that still occupies the 12 to 13 UT slot Tuesday to Friday on 9580, among others, called The World. Reports last week had the reactivated Bhutan broadcasting service, 40 hertz below 6035, signing off around 1300 UT. However, on September 23rd, Koji Hashimoto in Japan found it still on the air much later, from 1341 past 1436. Including folk music and news and ID at 1400, he identified it by paralleling it to their streaming on the web. There's still one Brazilian on the 19-meter band, although I've not heard it in a long time. I suspect it's running rather low power, Radio Inconfidencia. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany did hear it, September 23rd at 2020 UT, playing some nice music on 15190.124. Best to listen before or after WRMI is on 15190, currently scheduled with Radio Africa at 2103 until 23, and also at 04 to 08 UT. In ODXA YRX, Mark Cody says, now for some good news for a change. Steve Canny, QSL manager for CFRX, tells us that the transmitter, which had been off the air for quite a while, has been repaired and is running into a dummy load to make sure everything is working properly. The plan is to switch it over to the antenna next week, he wrote as of September 22nd. Hopefully it will be heard despite Radio Havana, Cuba, having taken over 6070. Wouldn't it be a show of good faith on the part of Cuba to move to another frequency? Well, let us not count on it. RHC is scheduled on 6070 at 23 to 04 UT. The other main clash for Toronto on 6070 is the voice of Korea in Japanese between 0900 and 1250. Listening to Radio Cairo's Spanish broadcast is just about hopeless. They have three frequencies, 9315, 11710, and 12070, around midnight 45 to 0200 UT. But there's always something wrong, no audio, terribly distorted audio, or completely off the air. The English service to North America, starting at 0200 on one of those, 9315, is sometimes completely off the air, sometimes with inadequate modulation. The English service before that is at 2300 UT for a sesquihour on 9965. That's our best bet. And in England, Chris Lewis says, I checked that transmission September 21st at 2300. 9965 had good audio and signal. The earlier European service in English, starting at 2115 on 9895, is there but with a very poorly modulated transmitter. It puts spurious signals from 9780 to 10,000 kilohertz. He says, I have not been able to listen to the European service for many months, simply due to bad audio. Radio Fana in Ethiopia is supposedly a private shortwave station on 6110. It has a 100 kilowatt transmitter, non-directional, and gets out pretty well. Tune in before 0300, as I did September 24th at 0256, to hear their neat interval signal playing prior to their sign-on. There's also another Ethiopian station, maybe playing an interval signal of its own, but it was a much weaker signal on the same occasion on 5950. That's Voice of Tigray Revolution. Last week we had 6045 as an additional new frequency for laser radio, pirate in Europe, full name Laser Hot Hits, but do they really say that all the time? Anyhow, the new one is 6075, heard by John Hode in the UK in the British TX Club, tuning in at 0725 UT September 20th. Harald Kuhl in Germany, also in the British Club, says it's nice to have the former European channel of Deutsche Welle reactivated, but nothing heard at 0915 UT. He was hearing it, however, later in the evening, 6075 AM, 1800 UT, September 20th, with country music and IDs. Thomas Fuchner tells us that Hamburger Local Radio, HLR, will have a special shortwave transmission on German Unity Day, which is October 3rd, 06 to 10 UT on 6190, and 11 to 15 on 7265, all in German. Aired from the station in Göhren, near Schwerin in northeast Germany, in the AM mode with a power of 150 watts, using a three-band dipole antenna. Yes, that's watts, not kilowatts. Reception reports welcomed and will be confirmed with QSL. Return postage highly appreciated, $1 from abroad or mint stamps from Germany. Regular HLR shortwave transmissions on Saturdays and Wednesdays will continue with the higher power of 1 kilowatt, including four airings of World of Radio at 0630 and 1430 on Saturdays and Wednesdays. I heard Radio Truth in Guatemala in Chinese, with a dramatic reading, presumably biblical, accompanied by dramatic music, September 20th at 1138 on 4055. I guess their idea in Chinese, which I did not hear, would be Jianxiang Jiantai. Kevin Carroll in Ireland sends a notice from RTE announcing the closure of their long-wave transmitter on 252 kHz in late October. He says the only remaining licensed use of AM bands in the Republic of Ireland is the religious station Spirit FM, which, as well as having FM coverage in major centers of population, is also on 549 kHz from a site in County Monaghan. Rock Whaley near Limerick, Ireland says, I'm not surprised, another country gone. It was bothered in the evening in the UK and Europe by Algeria when they were on 252. RTE on 252 is the only station I can receive here, 12 miles south of Limerick, on a simple crystal set without amplification. My closest medium wave station will now be over 100 miles away. And there were many responses to this, everyone objecting to the closing of 252. Dave Harries in the UK says, in my area, this had no problems with the transmitter from Algeria, no interference at all. I shall miss being able to hear RTE. Well, Wolfgang Büschel points out the Algerian 252 long-wave transmitter is being refurbished and may be off the air temporarily. Steve in Lewiston, Texas says, with the shutdown earlier this year of the 252 Tatarstan radio transmitter in Kazan, Ireland's long-wave demise will leave Tajik radio as the only other occupant of the frequency besides Algeria. The one-hour special shortwave test in the Irish language I mentioned last week turned out to be a no-show when checked by Ivo Ivanov. The All-Ireland senior football final, however, was widely heard on shortwave via transmitters in the UK and South Africa. That was Sunday, September 21st, after 1300. I was surprised to hear a game already in its second half at 1330, but that was not the big game, just a pregame matching teams by the same names, according to Chuck Albertson. However, he reminds us that there is expected to be one more shortwave special, because the All-Ireland Hurling Championship of September 7th ended in a draw, and there is a rematch, not on Sunday, however, but Saturday, September 27th, and it starts at 1600 UT. We don't yet have definite frequencies for that, but for the previous specials at 16, only for one more hour, the frequencies were 7300, 11750, and 17495. We also may have mentioned that English was no longer being heard on Thursdays from Seabreeze or Shokaze, the Japanese clandestine for North Korea, about abductions. When they changed frequencies, Ivo Ivanov has been checking them out every day, apparently, and he says English has not been moved to another day. There just is no more English any day, alternating instead in Japanese, Chinese, and Korean from 1330 to 1430 on 6020 and 16 to 17 UT on 6165. However, you never know, they might bring English back, so I suggest keep checking from time to time. A reminder from Dave Harries in England that until October 5th, the Voice of Mongolia is being relayed from a 1-kilowatt transmitter in Germany during 3 English half hours. They're at 1430 on 7310, 1730 on 6005, and 19 UT on 3985. He says the signal is not very good with too much noise, no doubt due to the low power. However, Manuel Meneth in Spain was able to hear some of these on September 20th, the 1730 broadcast on 6005, rating a 1 in the S and the O columns of SINPO, and at 1903, also in English, when it was up to 2s on 3985. Thanks to Ron Howard's tip last week, I was able to hear, apparently, Tazin Radio in Myanmar on 7345, September 18th at 1249, a poor signal with some songs, and no interference from China, although there was some interference from a Navy Mars net around the top of the hour. But it's too late now. Ron Howard follows up. September 23rd, I found a strong signal from CNR1 China back on 7345 at 1106 and afterwards blocking Myanmar, which was only faintly heard underneath. It was great while CNR1 was recently off the air. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1740. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina for a generous quarterly check celebrating Equinox to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute any amount via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. UT Thursday, September 18th, after 0500, Radio New Zealand International was all messed up, apparently due to their twice-monthly transmitter maintenance. it was missing from the frequencies where it was supposed to be, and showing up on others at least for brief periods. It was still on 15720 at 0517 instead of having switched to 11725 at the top of the previous hour. That's what I noticed. Dan Sheedy in California was hearing 15720 at 0552 and then playing frequency hopscotch at 0554 on 9700 despite Romania there, and at 0556 down to 6170. By 0603 they were finally on the proper frequency, 11725. So I guess they were just testing out each frequency to be sure they would work, even though that totally disrupted their normal programming. Same thing was happening with the DRM transmitter checked out by Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia. They were on 9630 but dropped off there at 0600, and then he found them on 7330, although it would not decode. Although that is a frequency at other times of day for New Zealand and DRM, I suspect he may have been hearing the non-decodable radio Andernach in Germany on 7330. I caught an Oklahoma City daytimer on medium wave on the air well into the night. It's the one on 1140 KRMP, which has a 6-watt post-sunset authority around the entire year, but no later than 0245 UT in September, while on September 20th, I was hearing it just before then, obviously with their 1 kilowatt full day power, and still hearing it at 0525, causing interference to XEMR, the Spanish religious station in Monterrey, Nuevo León. But don't feel too bad for XEMR, it's always cheating. It's supposed to be directional away from us toward the southwest at night, but always the dominant signal here. I seem to recall that the FCC nixed it being legal to relay NOAA weather radio on TIS stations, but nevertheless, the one at Great Salt Plains State Park, not too far northwest of Enid, has been refurbished after many months of nothing but a buzz or dead air. September 22nd, around 1830 UT, as I was approaching the park, and with great reception around the park, I was hearing NOAA weather radio from Wichita on 1610. The previous call sign, presumably still applying, is WQCL720. Signs in the park indicated the transmitter would also carry other information for park visitors, but all I heard was Wichita weather radio. It barely reaches the outskirts of Enid during quiet conditions on ground wave. Here's another snafu, which may or may not be repeated, this time from Radio Sultanate of Oman. On September 17th only, both Dan Sheedy in California and Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria found their English broadcast between 14 and 15 UT, 10 kHz off the usual frequency, 15150 instead of 15140, but they were back there on September 18th. Ivo Ivanov was also monitoring Radio Pakistan on September 17th and found some variations to their supposed schedule. The Urdu broadcast to the Near and Middle East at 05 to 07 UT actually lasted only 1 hour. It was off after 06 on 15730 and 17810. Then the Urdu broadcast to Western Europe started at 0830 with several breaks until 1100 on 15730 and 17700. The English news, however, tacked on to the end of it, instead of being only 5 minutes, lasted a hefty 10 minutes until 1110 on the same two frequencies. NBC, East New Britain, Rabaul, Papua New Guinea, had been off the air since August 29th, the day of the eruption of the Tavurvur volcano, but it's back as of September 22nd, says Ron Howard in California, heard on 3385 at 1118 with indigenous religious singing. Then an American preacher spot followed at 1202, a PNG bird call, and news in English. But it was unreadable, and the signal was very poor by 1210 UT. I could also tell the signal was there 24 hours later, September 23rd, at 1118 with some talk, but again, too weak to read. Our featured Peruvian this week is on 4955 exactly, Radio Cultural Amauta in Huanta, Ayacucho. Employing a remote receiver in Sydney, Australia, Wolfgang Büschel reports it's September 20th, already on the air at 1020 UT with Religion in Spanish and ID, even though the DBS list from the Danish Club shows it on from 11 to 14 and 21 to 01 variable UT. That was on a Saturday. Perhaps the schedule varies depending on the weekend. And the same was also heard at the same date during the same hour by Nick Hotchko, also in Sydney, New South Wales, except he was employing his own receiver. This was September 20th at 10:50. Very solid reception, but some noise. Reception was better in lower sideband, but by 11:20, the sunrise in Huanta, Peru, good copy, and at that time, reception was best on the upper sideband. Following up yet another item last week about Solomon Islands staying on their day frequency, 9545, until sign-off around 12 UT. That was on September 17th only, apparently, because on the 19th and 20th, we found them back on 5020, cutting off within a few seconds of 1200. Whether Spain will dispense with shortwave on October 1st, delayed until October 15th, or perhaps get a reprieve is still very unclear. There's been a great deal of discussion of this in the press and among DXers, especially in Spain and Latin America. Amigos de la Onda Corta, the DX program in Spanish from Spain for September 21st, I listened to on a podcast, and Antonio Buitrago talked vaguely about shortwave being terminated without mentioning any dates. But he does say a new schedule, effective October 1st, shows his program is reduced to only one broadcast, UT Sundays at midnight 5. So from that, he apparently concluded that shortwave will be continuing. However, I had a look at that schedule, as forwarded by Jose Bueno, and found it, the grid says nothing about it being for shortwave. A lot of programming has been reorganized, and it looks to me like the schedule is for webcasting only. One hefty clue is renaming his program from Amigos de la Onda Corta to Amigos de Radio Exterior, that is, deleting the very term shortwave from the program title. According to this schedule, foreign languages will be overnight in Spain only, starting at 2200 UT until 0300, half hours alternating Arabic, English, French, Russian, and Portuguese, even if that's in the middle of the night in most of the Arab world and Russia. English, anyway, would be at 2230 and 0100 UT on weeknights only, but presumably not referring to any shortwave frequencies. But wait, on September 23rd, our man in Madrid, Marty Delfin, says a global PR battle has begun to save REE, one of two of Spain's largest unions, Comisiones Obreras, has embarked on an international campaign to save REE. It sent out an 8-page statement to diplomats, embassies, cultural centers, media, Cervantes Institutes, and other entities around the world explaining the need to keep Radio Exterior de España on the shortwave bands. Among the arguments, the CCOO says 4 to 10 mega-listeners around the world currently listen to REE and cites the high-quality reception scores it has received from listeners in Argentina, India, Malaysia, and Japan. The union also states that Spanish fishermen, aid workers, and military personnel in remote areas traditionally rely on REE broadcasts when they are abroad. There's much more critical comment about this, mostly in Spanish, which you can read in the latest edition of DX Listening Digest when published, number 14-39, via worldofradio.org. Meanwhile, the daily English broadcast remains at midnight to 01 UT on 6055. Syria's shortwave transmitters died years ago, before the Civil War, but Chris Janssen in Belgium, who appears to be a friend of the people at Radio Damascus, says it's now live on the internet. Besides the recordings of the broadcast, the external service can be heard via www.syriaonline.sy. Choose Radio Damascus. In his BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel reports that a new Ampagon transmitter and revolving antennas are being tested at the Tam Sui site near Taipei, Taiwan. This was heard only on September 15th in DRM from 1620 to 1630 UT on 11665. And at 16 to 1610 on the same frequency they were testing in the AM mode. Further tests are scheduled, but the frequencies aren't yet given. You might try that one as well on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of October, as well as the 10th, 11th, 12th, 17th, and 18th, between 16 and 17 UT, according to Wolf and Dieter Benke in Deutschland. However, there could be a problem. Sarawak FM in Malaysia, also at 11665, according to the Alkylist, scheduled until 17 UT. You will recall that Radio Ukraine International voluntarily terminated shortwave a few years ago, but now they're coming back, thanks to WRMI. Jeff White tells us a relay of RUI in English will start Thursday, September 25th at 23:30 to midnight UT on 11580, aimed across eastern North America, probably reaching Europe as well. Reception reports, of course, wanted to info at WRMI.net. That timing will, of course, bump off World of Radio Thursdays at 23:30 and several other place-holding programs. Hans-Jörg Biener sends a BBC press release that from Monday, 22 September, the World Service launched a special Ebola broadcast for West Africa. This is supposed to be at 1950 UT. Guess what? They neglect to mention the frequencies in this press release. However, the similar story appeared in the Japan Times, and it did give the frequencies at 1950 for this as 9915 and 12095. Thanks to Chuck Albertson for that. Yet, there was nothing to be heard on those frequencies, at least not initially, says Stephen Cooper. They did come up at 2000 UT. Steve Laren, Michigan, agrees nothing was heard on either frequency until 2000. However, Stephen Cooper points out something else about BBC to Africa. They have expanded the hours until midnight UT on those two frequencies, 9915 and 12095. Sheldon Harvey in Quebec says, thanks to a tip from Alan Roberts, I'm hearing parallel signals in the FM mode on 25910 and 25990 kilohertz of radio station KLDE 104.9 FM in El Dorado, or is it Dorado, Texas, playing oldies music and many IDs, a good signal at 20 UT in the Montreal region. These are generally studio remote link transmitters. Well, that's too close to Oklahoma for them to skip in here, unfortunately. But Nick Hotchko in Sydney, New South Wales, tuned in and was immediately hearing 25910, September 18th at 2040 with fire safety tips. Make sure you don't leave the barbecue pit unattended. It so happens that 25910 and 25990 were also two frequencies used by stations in the Dallas-Fort Worth area just a few years ago. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 September 26th. Solar flux peaking at 155 October 3rd and 4th. And so concludes another World of Radio number 1740. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.